With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. House Speaker Mike Johnson has unveiled his proposal to avoid a partial government shutdown next weekend by extending government funding for some agencies and programs until January 19 and continuing funding for others until February 2nd. Correspondent Ken Lorman has more.
The approach is unusual for a stopgap spending bill. Generally, lawmakers extend funding until a certain date for all programs. Speaker Johnson decided to go with the combination approach, addressing concerns from GOP lawmakers who want to avoid being presented with a massive spending bill just before the holidays, as has often occurred in the past.
The bill excludes funding requested by President Biden for Israel, Ukraine, and the U.S. border with Mexico. Israeli strikes have pounded Gaza City as ground forces battle Hamas terrorists near its largest hospital. Israel's military says there is a safe corridor for civilians out of Shifra to southern Gaza, and it will assist in moving infants today. A new report shows China positioning itself as an economic powerhouse.
The Council on Foreign Relations released a report this week that found China is now a leading power in operating seaports around the world, as well as the world's largest trading country and second largest economy. China owns or operates a seaport on every continent except Antarctica. China became a dominant port power without becoming a major naval power, but CFR looked at China's port infrastructure and determined that many of its commercial ports could be easily repurposed to hold warships. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The UN Refugee Agency and Sudanese doctors say fighters from a paramilitary force and their allied Arab militants rampaged through a town in the war-ravaged region of Darfur this weekend, killing 800 people. This is SRN News. More pro-abortion guidance is coming from the Biden administration.
They want a federal appeals court to uphold health care guidance issued last year that says hospitals must provide abortions for women whose lives are at risk due to pregnancy. A federal judge blocked enforcement of the guidance last year after the state of Texas and pro-life advocates sued. They say Texas law already allows abortions to save the life of the mother, but that the federal guidance went too far, calling for abortions when an emergency condition is not present and eliminating obligations to treat the unborn child. Keith Peters, SRN News.
Meanwhile, Baptist Press reports that Stand for Life, a pro-life advocacy ministry, is touring college campuses to promote a society that values and protects all of humanity as created in God's images. Stand for Life is developing various Bible-based curriculum for churches, individuals, and groups. This is SRN News. A new study finds the popular weight loss drug Wegovy reduced the risk of serious heart problems by 20% in certain patients who took it.
This is the first study to document that an obesity medication can not only shave off pounds, but can also prevent heart attack, stroke, or a heart-related death in people with heart disease. The research, paid for by Novo Nordisk, the maker of Wegovy and Ozempic, involved more than 17,000 patients in dozens of countries. It found 8% of those getting a placebo had a cardiac incident or stroke, and that dropped to 6.5% in those taking Wegovy, a 20% reduction. The findings could shift perceptions about obesity drugs being just for cosmetic weight loss. And with this heart prevention component, it could put pressure on insurers to cover them.
This is SRN News.